How are you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. I am your host, Winston Marsh, and welcome to another episode of Serious Thing. Kind of sound professional, right? No? Welcome to Serious Thing. This is Winston Marsh. Once again, it's another Tuesday, and I hope all is well with everybody. Shout out to everybody who has been or have been subscribing, listening to Serious Thing, and supporting Serious Thing, you know, as a raw, authentic, uncut podcast for the US and the Caribbean and for the world, so to speak. Thank you for the countries, you know, that are showing the support to Serious Thing every Tuesday and who have listened. And we have grown. So, giving thanks to you guys out there. And going forward, every week, every Tuesday, I'm going to shout out a business of my choice. So this Tuesday, and today that is, I'm going to shout out Ivy's Kitchen and Decor. It's Ivy's_kitchen_decor. And they're on Instagram. So it's at Ivy's_kitchen_decor. So it's Ivy's Kitchen and Decor. And they make handmade candles with TLC, Tender Love and Care, with fragrances to give you that relaxing feeling. You know, they also bake too. So if you want to get some scented candles, trust me, you want to check out Ivy's Kitchen and Decor. All right. With that being said, I wanted to, again, show gratitude and give thanks to everybody that is listening to Serious Thing, because there's a lot of serious thing that's happening in the world. And we just want to make sure that everybody is well, all is well. And during this pandemic, or the pandemics, let's say that's going on with COVID and, you know, this whole topic of racism and injustice, we just want to make sure that everybody's out there, everybody's safe, everybody's, you know, doing the right thing to affect change, as we spoke about the last time, and making sure everything is going in the right place, so to speak. You know, make sure that we're pushing forward and we're making sure that we finish this. You know, we have to protest, we have to let our voices be heard, and we want to make sure that, you know, things can change and level off a playing field for everybody. You see what I mean? But today I want to talk to you about gratitude. You know, something simple as gratitude, you know, showing your appreciation to whatever it is, you know, not only on Thanksgiving, you know, not only Christmas, not even on a certain day when you're supposed to show gratitude, but we should try and show gratitude every day. And this episode today is going to be on gratitude. Once, hey, my apologies for last week, you know, and I had the little sniffles. Oh, yeah, of course. No, I had the sniffles last week, and I'm good today. I'm good now, but it wasn't anything serious. It was just allergies and all that stuff. But once again, today we're going to talk about gratitude, and, you know, just showing gratitude is one of the things we could do, you know, in showing our appreciation, as I said earlier, to whatever it is, you know. And there are many ways we could do and show gratitude. You know, we should show gratitude in the bad. We should show gratitude in the good as well. And not only in the good, when something is going good for us, we should show gratitude, but all the time we should show gratitude. And it will make our lives much, much better. You know, we live a better life, you know. It builds us up, you know. It makes us different, you know, in a positive sense. But just wanted to briefly touch on that today, because today I was on the road and it was like, I went to an appointment today. Let me tell you what happened today. We go on appointment today at the airport, right? I reach our airport, and when I came out of the car, I had a flat. I heard like I'm looking up in the ceiling, because it's at the airport, you know, and you don't know what to expect. So I'm looking up in the ceiling, like, where's that sound coming from? When I looked down, I had a flat. So I was like, ugh. So I went to the appointment, came out, you know, called who I should call to get the assistant and all that. Everything was going south, you know, nothing was going in my way. So I made a call, and, you know, everything worked out. And I just want to show gratitude, man. Like, you never know what's going to happen after whatever is going on, but it's how you deal with things when it happens, you know. And I just wanted to show you guys that whatever you have going on in your life, we should always show gratitude. And if you believe in prayer, that's the first thing, that's the first step you should take. Show gratitude to God and thanking Him for another day, you know, breathing and on this earth. Because nobody knows what tomorrow holds. No man is promised tomorrow. So, you know, we got to give thanks and show gratitude. So that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. You know, and if you're going through your day and, you know, you forgot to just give thanks or show somebody else, you know, appreciation or gratitude, do it. You know, don't forget to do it. Sometimes it's the simple things. It's the little things that make big things happen. You know, sometimes we take those little things for granted. And, you know, we don't think about that piece of showing gratitude. So I'm going to talk a lot. You're going to hear a lot of gratitude, you know. I'm going to say it so it sinks in, you know. And I just wanted to just talk about that, because I've talked about a lot of things so far. I think I've done like 11 episodes that have published, and this might be the 12th. And then I've really talked about gratitude. I think I've mentioned it in previous episodes, but I never really gone into talking about gratitude. And there's little things we can do, you know, to show gratitude throughout the day or whenever. And we should try and make a note of things we should be giving or showing gratitude to, you know, simple little things, you know, like saying thank you. Can you count on one hand how many times in a day you say thank you to somebody or even please? You know, it's just those little things, you know, like sometimes you think the person will know that you're grateful for it, but because you don't say it, you know, it's like, but when you say it, it makes a difference, you know, because they don't know, but you think they know that, you know, they know that, you know, that you're grateful for whatever. Did I say that right? But they would think, you know what, whatever. But yeah, just show gratitude, man. You never know. It goes a long way. And people will see that, and then it rubs off on them, and then they will show. And it's just a chain reaction. But we always have to show gratitude. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys today. And throughout your day, you can do little things in showing gratitude. You know, you can help somebody in need. You know, you could say you're sorry. You know, you could be an active listener to somebody who, you know, has an issue. You know, for me, I'm always like the person people come up to and they just spill their guts. And, you know, I'm an active listener. And I listen to people, you know, I listen to what they have to say to me. You know, I give them a response that will pretty much uplift them and help them go forward in whatever it is, the situation is. And yeah, give out a compliment. You know, you could give out a compliment, but keep it G-rated. You know, you give out compliments, you know, just keep it G-rated. Make eye contact, you know, that's another way. It might be something simple, you know, but just showing, giving eye contact when you're looking at the person you're talking to, wherever you may be, it might be a cashier, you know, a cop, something. Eye contact, it makes a difference, you know, eye contact. Be thoughtful of others, you know, be thoughtful of your surroundings, you know, in everything that you do. When you're driving, remember, you're not just driving for yourself when you drive. You're driving for other people on the streets and pedestrians. And be patient. You know, patience is a virtue. Is it patience that is a virtue? Yeah, patience is a virtue, you know. And it's something that we have to work on in having patience. You know, I have a lot of patience for certain things, but I'm just human. What can I say? You know, I'm not perfect. And then another one is be a support. Be a support system. Be a support line for somebody else. You know, I think that ties in with being an active listener and helping someone in need. Be a support. And another thing is just pay it forward. You know, pay it forward. For real, just pay it forward. Do I have one more? I think I do. Yeah. Always say thank you. I just mentioned that earlier. Always say thank you. And whatever you do, you know, please and thank you. Please and thank you, they go hand in hand sometimes. But say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I say a lot of thank yous, man, and it goes a long way, you know. I was brought up like that. I was brought up being polite was something that my parents were really strict on. My parents, my aunts, my grandparents, you know, they were really strict on being polite. Stand up, stand straight, take your elbows off the table. Say please, say thank you. Yes, mom, yes, dad, yes, uncle, yes, whoever it is. You know, if it even wasn't your auntie, yes, miss, yes, sir. If they're married, is yes, missus, or it's missus this, or miss that if they're not, you know, just simply the things, you know, showing, being polite and saying thank you. So saying thank you for me, you know, I grew up in a culture where, you know, you have to make sure so you're polite in everything you do. So yes, you would get, you know, but, and one more thing when it comes on to showing gratitude and a way of showing gratitude to others is to smile. Yes, sometimes you might smile at somebody and they might take it the wrong way, but just smile. Not like showing your 32s, but just smile sometimes, you know, and that again goes a long way. It's kind of contagious as well. You know, you smile with somebody and, you know, when you smile, they might smile back. You know, give them a nod and say, you know, thank you. You know, so everything ties in. That's a different way of showing gratitude. And smile. You don't have to be serious like a judge, you know, just smile, you know, show your Colgate whites. You know, some of us don't have whites, some of us have yellows, but yeah, just show your Colgate smile and, you know, it goes a long way. What can I say? I mean, that's pretty much it. It's just a reminder for us to be grateful of what we have, because all around this world there's a lot of people that don't have, and the little that we have and we complain about it, people in different countries, that would be like they're rich compared to what we have. And it's true. Do the research. I've done the research, and that might be another topic, you know, that I might do. But for real, do the research. People, we have to be grateful for what we have. You know, we might not be rich, because no far we no rich. You know, we have, you know, we have a roof over our head, we have food to eat, you know, we have clothes to wear, you know, we have soap and water, we can bathe, we have electricity, we have a phone. You know, we can charge before we can pay your bills. You know, we have. A lot of people don't have that privilege to have these things that we have. And then you find yourself sometime complaining about these things. So my thing is to show gratitude in everything that you do. And pay it forward. You know, smile. Say thank you. You know, give eye contact. You know, just these little things. Be patient, you know, be a support, make eye contact, be thoughtful of others, you know, be an active listener to somebody, give out a compliment, yes, and keep it G-rated, help someone in need, you know, say you're sorry, you know, pay it forward. Just all these things are ways in which we could show gratitude. And if some of us, if you're on the street or you're on the road or you travel every day to work and you might, you know, come into contact with somebody that, you know, just show gratitude. Trust me, it'll make a difference and it'll go a long way. So with that being said, that's all I have for you today. I wish I had more, but me no want keeping on so long. You know, maybe you could listen to this while you're jogging or, you know, on your way to work or from work, you know. But I thank you guys for listening to Serious Thing, you know. In this world today, we have a lot of serious issues that need to get addressed, and we should be having these conversations with each other. Put it on the table. Let's talk about it. It needs to be talked about. We need to be having these conversations. You know, don't pull a rug over it. Let's put it out there on the table and let's talk about it. Let's have healthy conflict and have conversations about things that we think about and not talk about. And that's why I have Serious Thing. You know, that's why I may have Serious Thing, so we could address these things. And going forward, show gratitude. Show gratitude. Show gratitude. Give thanks, you know, because nothing is promised tomorrow. Nothing is ever promised for us. But the only thing is promised that one day we should all pass. But to end on a good note, you know, smile, say thank you. Once again, this is Winston Marsh. Big up to Ivy's Kitchen and Decor. You know, they're licensed. So, you know, they make handmade candles with TLC, with fragrance to give you that relaxing feeling. So check them out on Instagram, and then you contact them and you get your nice candle. They have a wide range of flavors and scents, and it's, trust me, it's really good, really good. So you should check them out. But thank you again for tuning in or subscribing and listening to Serious Thing. My name is Winston Marsh. Before I go out, hit me up, guys. Hit me up on my Instagram at slims21. It's slimz 21. Hit me up if you have any questions, if you need to collab, just let me know, and I'll reach back out to you through email. If you want to email me, it's winstonmarsh44@gmail.com. Once again, thank you guys. Smile, say hi to somebody, say thank you, it goes a long way. This is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing. Big up Jamaica, you know, everybody stay safe, and Audi.